Welcome to Harmonia. I'm Angela Mariani, inviting you to join me for the next hour as today's performers of medieval, Renaissance, and Baroque music bring to life the music of the distant past. Early Music America held its fifth Young Performers Festival in June, bringing together students and ensembles from institutions throughout North America to perform a series of concerts. Seven groups participated in the 2015 festival, and this hour we'll hear from three of them: the University of North Texas Baroque Orchestra and Collegium Singers, the Baroque Chamber Ensembles of Case Western Reserve University, and the Baroque Ensemble Different Birds from the Peabody Conservatory of Johns Hopkins University.
Thank you.
We heard the Sonata Decima by Dutch composer Hendrik Anders, performed by Case Western Reserve University's Baroque Chamber Ensembles in concert as part of the 2015 EMA Young Performers Festival. We'll hear more from this group later in the show. In June, Early Music America sponsored its fifth Young Performers Festival. Part of EMA's mission is to raise public awareness of early music and to encourage and support young scholars and musicians in the field. Well, we at Harmonia love young performers and we love live performances, so it's a win-win for all to showcase these up-and-coming artists from some of the best institutions in North America. Seven groups were part of this festival, and this hour we'll hear from three of them, starting with the University of North Texas Baroque Orchestra and Collegium Singers. UNT presented works by Brady, Taverner, Purcell, and Handel in a program entitled The Oxford-London Connection. Here's a suite in G minor and major by William Brady.
Thank you.
Was the University of North Texas Baroque Orchestra and the UNT Sackbut Ensemble performing a suite in G minor and major by William Brady. Paul Lanhouts conducted and Ashton Fineout was principal violinist. Let's hear one more piece from the University of North Texas. Here's UNT's Collegium Singers performing Henry Purcell's motet Jehovah Quam Multi Sunt Ostesi Mei. We heard Jehovah Quam Multi Sunt Hostes in Mei, a sacred motet by Henry Purcell, performed by the University of North Texas Collegium Singers, directed by Richard Sparks, in a concert performance from EMA's 2015 Young Performers Festival. The soloists were baritone John Irving and tenor Tucker Bilodeau. You can become a fan of Harmonia Early Music on Facebook. Just search for Harmonia Early Music. Another university group that came to Boston for the festival was the Baroque ensemble Different Birds from the Peabody Conservatory of Johns Hopkins University. They performed a program of French cantatas and chamber music celebrating love's exquisite pain. We'll hear their performance of Cantate à deux voix et symphonie from Michel Pignolet de Monteclair's pastoral piece Tircis et Climène, in which a shepherd, Tircis, finds love sad and exhausting. His lover, Climène, scolds him and encourages him to laugh and enjoy its pleasures. The ensemble describes the cantata as being, quote, about the silliest lover's quarrel ever.
Oh,
That was Cantate à deux voix et symphonie from Monteclair's Tircis et Climene, followed by La Laborde by Antoine and Jean-Baptiste Forqueray. The Peabody Conservatory's Baroque Ensemble Different Birds performed both pieces in concert at First Church Boston on June 10th as part of the 2015 Young Performers Festival. We heard soprano Abigail Chapman, baritone Corbin Phillips, Alan Chu on baroque violin, Patrick Merrill on harpsichord, Niccolo Seligman on viola da gamba, and Aikshin Tan on baroque flute. You're listening to Harmonia, a program of early music that comes to you from the studios of WFIU at Indiana University. Partial support for Harmonia comes from Penco Incorporated of Bedford, Indiana. Partial support also comes from Early Music America, fostering the performance, scholarship, and community of early music on the web at earlymusicamerica.org. I'm Angela Mariani. Welcome back. We're listening to highlights from Early Music America's 2015 Young Performers Festival. The Baroque Chamber Ensembles of Case Western Reserve University put together a program of 17th century music from England and the Netherlands entitled Through Strength and Strife. Let's hear their performance of Karel Hawkwart's Nunc Loquar. We heard Case Western Reserve University's Baroque Chamber Ensembles, directed by Julie Andrzejewski, performing Karl Hochwart's Nunc Loquar. It was presented during the 2015 Young Performers Festival in Boston. You can find hundreds of archived episodes, playlists, and podcasts online at harmoniaearlymusic.org. We're nearing the end of this special edition of Harmonia, in which we're showcasing the next generation of early music performers. And we'll be hearing more performances from the 2015 Young Performers Festival in the very near future. On part two of this three-part series, we will hear concert highlights from Oberlin Baroque and Indiana University's Forgotten Clefs. But now, we have just enough time for another piece from the musicians of Case Western. Let's hear a dance suite in G minor attributed to Jakob van Eyck. Thank you. We heard a dance suite in G minor attributed to Jakob van Eyck, performed by Case Western Reserve University's Baroque Chamber Ensembles, directed by Julie Andrzejewski at the 2015 Young Performers Festival, sponsored by Early Music America. In addition to our broadcast program, we have a podcast, the Harmonia Early Music Podcast, which reviews new and classical recordings of early music. You can subscribe on iTunes or at harmoniaearlymusic.org. Harmonia is a production of WFIU and part of the educational mission of Indiana University. Additional resources come from the William and Gail Cook Music Library at the Indiana University Jacobs School of Music. We welcome your thoughts about any part of this program or about early music in general. You can leave a comment or question anytime by visiting harmoniaearlymusic.org and clicking on Contact. The writer and producer for this edition of Harmonia is Luann Johnson. Special thanks to Brandon Labadie from EMA, and thanks to our studio engineer Mike Pashkash and our staff, Janelle Davis, Elizabeth Clark, John Bailey, and Joe Getz. Additional technical support comes from KTTZ at Texas Tech University in Lubbock, Texas, and special thanks also this week to engineer Rachel Boyd at the School of Music Recording Studio at Texas Tech. I'm Angela Mariani, inviting you to join us again for the next edition of Harmonia.